Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Miss the first 2 hours. Some of what you missed, all available on ESPN975.com at some point, eventually, the whole podcast. So lots more good stuff to go. Somebody asked, hey, I'm going to be at Coushatta tomorrow. Is it okay if I come say hello? Sure. Just I'll be easy to find. I'm going to be either at that Gumbo's where the horse book is, betting horses, or I'll be in the poker room. It's easy to find.
Buzz.
Yep.
What's that?
And buzzed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I might be bringing a little. I don't know how stringent they are with product over there. So I don't know if I'll be bringing anything with me, but I'll have alcohol for sure. Yeah. And hopefully the weather's nice enough to get a little pool time. I'd like to do that as well. But yeah, that's. I'm not really the world's greatest casino guy because I'm very limited
on. Play one game.
Two. I mean, I play poker and horses, sports when they have it. So, Largo said, who would your nightmare pairing be, Fred? Obviously, the Mighty Gwen would be your first choice.
Well, friend, let's talk a little Canadian politics, shall we?
The Mighty Gwen. Where the hell is he these days?
I don't know.
I thought he was working for...
I think he works for whatever that shirt that Mike Gundy was wearing that he got in trouble for. What was that network?
OAN?
Yeah, he works for them, I'm pretty sure.
I know he's working for Breitbart for a long time, which I guess was the not right enough for people site, so they went to OAN. I don't think you guys would have any problem figuring out the dudes I don't want to work with. I'm never going to dog anybody out, but you guys have listened to this show enough. I think you could figure it out. There's a lot of people I would like to work with, but the reality is...
Does his name rhyme with Mitch Cord?
I would refer to the prior answer, and you could figure that out. But no, I mean, honestly, at this stage, it's just... it's just a matter of, you know, what I think is going to be best for the station, and if we're all in agreement, then great. I think there's a chance that there's always a chance we're not going to be, and you know, if that's the case, I'm okay with if the Blitz ends, then the whole thing ends. But I don't think it's going to come to that. But I don't know, man. I'm just, everything's open. I think we're going to have a lot of discussions. It'll be fun to see what happens.
Then we got about 7 weeks to figure it out.
Yeah. We got plenty of time. That's the thing. And, you know, I'm not too worried about it. I just, it's, hey, Angel, no more bald people. What? That's just mean.
Come on.
That's just mean. But, yeah, I mean, you guys know the show. You know who I'd hate working with.
Angel's the worst person.
So, I promised you some conspiracy theories. And I'm going to do a what are the odds here. What are the odds Aaron believes in one of these?
You're the one that believes in these things more than Aaron or I.
No, not these kind of conspiracy theories. I'm all about aliens. That's a different thing than stuff like this. For instance, 24% of Americans believe in at least one conspiracy about 5G. Or that the second most commonly known conspiracy theory about 5G is that it causes or spreads COVID-19.
Okay.
Is that more crazy or less crazy than aliens?
That's at least as crazy.
Okay. 30% of those who participated in the study heard the conspiracy that COVID lockdowns are a secret way to install 5G towers, and 9% believe it. This is America. This is America. I'm just telling you. 46% of the people believe the conspiracy theory that iPhone apps record conversations without permission.
Oh, I believe that. Well, they at least listen. I don't know if they record. They're always listening.
I'm going to go with that's not that far-fetched.
Because I'll talk about something with someone. I don't Google search it. I'm saying I just have a conversation, and next thing you know, I'll be looking at my Gmail, and it'll have that ad on the top, and it's like, oh.
Well, I can't tell you how
many. Where'd that come from?
I can't tell you how many times we've been sitting here talking about something on the air, and the next thing you know, I'll get an email from sidepiece.com, and I, just because I happen to be mentioning it, hey, I'm in the market for a side piece. Boom. So, yeah, I kind of, something's up there.
The thing is that you are giving them permission because you know that long-ass thing of Apple terms and conditions? It's probably hidden somewhere in there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And every time you download an app, it says, do you agree to terms and conditions? And you go, yeah, sure. It's in there, too. You're just, everybody's too lazy to actually read it, and nobody's going to pay a lawyer
I don't know if that's a conspiracy, then. I think that's more of something that we all should just question. All right. 57% of the people have heard the conspiracy theory that vaccines are used to implant RFID chips.
Oh, everybody.
To track people.
There's a lot of people who believe that. That's my go-to is like, you got the vaccine? I say, yeah, it only burns when they're actively tracking you. Like they, you otherwise, you can't even feel it.
Can I ask a question here? Who would want to track me anywhere?
Yeah, where am I going?
And by the way, if you want to know where I am, just ask. I'll tell you. Here's your 5G theories.
I mean, mine, my vaccine hasn't done anything to me. I don't know what you're talking
about. Aaron, you're buzzing. Stop.
Rest
your chip.
Feel fine. My vaccine doesn't bother me.
Yeah, put your tongue back in your mouth and quit drooling. So here's some of the ones they ask the questions. Have you heard of the following 5G theories? 5G causes cancer. 10% believe it.
Yeah, I've heard that tons.
We talked about the COVID. China is using 5G to spy on Americans.
I haven't heard, but I'm not surprised that people think that.
13% believe it.
Okay.
Bill Gates is using 5G to brainwash Americans.
He's part of everything.
10% believe that. The COVID lockdown we talked about. 5G can kill birds.
I've never heard that, but
19% believe it. 5G causes autism.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
10% believe that. 5G damages trees and plants.
That one seems, I bet that one's lower.
24% believe that.
Oh, that's a big number.
And finally, the UN is using 5G to depopulate the planet.
That one I would guess is pretty high.
15% believe that. So, I for one, I'm okay with depopulating the planet.
Yeah.
Okay, here's some other ones for you. These are more common. The moon landing was fake. 8% believe that. I actually thought it'd be higher. Aaron, as a resident NASA expert.
What a bunch of idiots that think the moon landing is fake. Like, the moon isn't even real. Like, what? That's the real scam is like, there's a moon.
Aaron, you have to weigh in as the NASA expert.
It was very real.
Okay.
There's too much money and there's too many people involved that would have. Somebody would have let it slip. You know people can't keep
my
secrets.
My favorite people who try to say that this was fake, my favorite thing they say is, oh, we didn't have the technology. It's like, you guys have no idea what technology we had then. We had the internet. We had ARPANET back then that became the internet. And it was just all secret, which now if we're going to get into conspiracy theories, maybe the technology that we have that we all think is UFOs might be technology that we haven't released to the public yet. 50% of the people believe that. I just made that number up because I'm one of them. And well, you two don't, so I'd say 33%. 33% of the people on this show believe that. Okay, iPhone apps record conversation. We talked about that. Vaccines are used to implant. We talked about that. Oil and gas firms are suppressing electric cars.
I mean, I would guess that actually is true. Although I think more and more... I would guess, yeah, that is true.
44%.
I believe that one.
I don't disagree with that.
And just like they don't want solar either. Like, the electric company doesn't want solar.
No, of course not. You go out of business. Radio doesn't want podcasts.
Right.
Reptilians have altered human DNA.
No, I don't believe that.
10% do.
Those people are loons.
The U.S. government is using antennas for mind control.
Yeah, I could see that
18%. Here's my problem with that. Which government? We got two different governments in this country. We got the lunatic Democrats. We have the lunatic Republicans. So which one's actually controlling my mind?
Both. They take turns.
They're both fighting. It depends on which in
guess how, what?
Which yeah. one you're closest to guess at that
what?
Time.
I don't agree with either one of them. So you're not controlling my mind.
Sometimes Fred will be driving, and then he'll go into like he'll start pinging off a different antenna, and he's like,
stop the steal! Stop the steal!
All of a sudden he's like, you know, abortion's not that bad. Just changes. You know, like once you cross over, like once you get over 6'10", it's like,
what? Yeah, it just depends on what part of town you're in. Because I'm either going around going, stop the steal! Stop the steal! Or, you know, that Kamala Harris has some good ideas. Longer lasting light bulbs have been kept from the public on purpose. 41% of the people believe that.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, this is your America. I mean, that's what pandemic viruses are for, depopulation.
Yeah.
So
I can't believe you think I would believe in those.
You don't believe that the big oil wants to stop? You don't think they're trying to stop electric cars?
I know they're not happy about it, but I don't think they've done anything to actually. Now, are they going to take any of their money and hardcore invest in their replacement? Some of them maybe will put a little money in there just to hedge their bet, but I don't think they're actively trying to force things from stopping, because solar is still very inefficient, and so are wind turbines and all that.
Hey, a little breaking news.
Uh-oh.
We talked about Mike Krzyzewski leaving at the end of the end of next season. Duke also has officially announced that John Shire, associate head coach, will replace Mike Krzyzewski in 2022.
So he's from the Shire.
So not a
like Bilbo.
Not a sexy name. I'd call Brad Stevens right now if I were them. Say, hey, why don't you quit that stupid Celtics job?
Because you don't want to be the first guy after him. So this is perfect. It's like you do the longtime assistant. He sucks for a couple of years, and then you go hire Beard away from Texas or something like that. Because if I'm that guy, I don't want to be the guy after Krzyzewski either. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. What are the odds Wednesday? Crank that up, man. All right. You know what's? Somebody said there was a documentary about a fully electric car company back in the 60s, I believe, that nobody talks about now. That got shut down by major oil and gas. It wasn't for all that happening back then. We may be way more advanced. The thing is, I don't doubt that. I also think that you've gotten to the point where you got these ridiculous billionaires. Ain't nobody going to shut down Elon Musk unless he keeps messing with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But, I mean, no, there's no big oil company that's going to be able to go to Elon Musk and say, oh, we're going to buy you out.
No.
He's like, no, I'm sending people to Mars, bro.
I'll buy you out.
Yeah.
Although I still don't really get where the money is in sending people to Mars. I haven't quite figured that out, but somehow the dude's incredibly rich, and all he does is make cars that crash into things without someone driving them, and then sends, apparently is going to eventually send people to Mars. Hell of a business plan. I crashed my own car. And, yeah,
multiple
you know,
times.
And I've sent the same amount of people to Mars as Elon has, so...
No, I think,
need some of that dough.
Once they get there and see that there's already Earth people working with aliens on Mars, yeah, that's going to be a breakthrough. And think of how much money they'll make on the TV specials from that.
Yeah.
Just saying. Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number. He also, I don't know where all that money comes from. I guess countries pay a ton for those satellites, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how he's making money on SpaceX, where they can do all the...
Okay. I mean, he makes money off of satellites, which they launch all the time, and then now the U.S. government is paying him to... paid him to build that rocket, and now they're paying him to launch astronauts, because it's not U.S. government property.
Yeah. So I guess that's why he's worth billions. But...
Eventually, these countries are all going to want to send something or someone to Mars. And when you've got the fastest rocket and the highest price ticket, people aren't going to pay attention to the price. They'll just go, okay, sure. Here you go.
I just want a rocket that's not going to blow up. You know, can you do that for me? I do notice that some of these still crash.
Those are the test ones, yes.
Oh, so
they're the test ones. Okay, but the ones that keep crashing are basically ones that they print out like every week or every couple weeks. So they launch it, see exactly what it'll do, crash, and then go, all right, what do we fix? All right, Tinker, let's print another one. Come on.
Yep.
He's doing a lot of that.
So I think that's the kind of guy who's going to... That's why he has electric cars, right? Because oil and gas can't buy him out.
True.
And... You know, it's not like they can bring in the U.S. Army to knock him out the way they do all the guys in the Middle East. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Todd, the show, it's because he's from the future. You know, if I really believed in time travel, you know what I'd do? I'd go look at every seemingly nobody who invested in Amazon at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's how I'd figured out if somebody had time traveled. Because if somebody just went and bought a whole bunch of stock when that was nothing, and now they're worth billions, I'd be like, okay. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, I'm okay with going off on conspiracy theories for a little bit. I mean, why the hell not? It's a Wednesday. It's really a Friday. You're about to be drunk on a river. I'm about to be drunk at a casino.
Yeah.
Difference is you can't really get kicked off the river. I can get kicked out of the casino. I've done that before. I may try to do that. I may try to pull a Ricky Bobby this weekend. Get drunk and kicked out of the poker room. It's been a long time since I did that. I mean, probably 15 years.
I mean, he's not going to have a chaperone like when you guys go to Vegas, so that could happen.
I kind of chaperone myself when I'm in Vegas, but no, I'm not going to. I mean, the one thing is I have to show up for the show. Here, I don't have to show up for anything. I can do whatever the hell I want until about 7 a.m. Saturday morning when I got to get on the road. So, that'll be fun.
Well, I won't need a chaperone in Vegas either. I won't have to wake up to do the show, though.
Yeah, well,
how about that? You
work your own hours.
You live with your chaperone now in Vegas.
Yeah, I'll just party out and just sleep in the next day.
Hester, I do know that nearly 90% of all Yankees fans believe the team is still world class. when you guys in with Yankees fans before? I mean, what are you guys on with the Yankees fans for? Do they do something again?
I have no. I think that's a perpetual thing.
I think I would just be happy with. Why are we still getting severe weather alerts?
I don't know.
Come on, man! Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Houston until 7. The hell.
Skies are blue.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
I may have to reconsider AccuWeather here. Is there any place out there where it's raining Can you guys tell me? So, hey, AJ, here's a conspiracy. Elon Musk is going to Mars because it'll open up space tourism. That's an LOL.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what would be funny? Now, listen, I don't want to go to Mars. But if you can get those things to where they go faster and it's not like a two-year trip, I'm sure there's some kind of cool planet that that's like a paradise.
If Elon Musk was really smart, he'd build his own planet that's closer to Mars. Like closer than Mars is. So it's like a, I don't know, like you could get on a space shuttle and then be gone for like 3 or 4 days, like almost like a cruise, and then you get to the new planet that Elon Musk will have designed, and it'll have hotels and all that good stuff, and it'll be ready for you.
We call that the moon.
Well, it takes like three days to get there. Well, what's your favorite hotel on the moon, Aaron?
I'm just saying, he'd go build them on the moon. He doesn't need to build a whole new planet.
He doesn't own the moon.
He probably could.
I don't think that's allowed.
But what if?
Russia would be pissed. They'd fire a rocket at the moon.
I mean, there's a white flag up there right now. France owns it.
What
are they going to do?
What if on the dark side of the moon, there was already a moon base that humans had been visiting secretly for years? Ancient astronaut theorists suggest that this is a possibility. So, hearing a lot of rain up north, Kingwood, Humble.
Yeah, that's what the radar looks like. Cypress, Kingwood.
Okay, is it coming our direction is what I want to know.
No, it's going east. Sorry, okay. Golden Triangle. It's headed towards you.
All right. But why am I getting that here? Because this is supposed to be, my location services are on. It's supposed to know that I'm on West Alabama in the Galleria area. So, yeah, spring looking really bad. But, okay, there we go. Thank you for the update, guys. 45 and sawdust. All right, yeah, so we know the area now. Thank you. Somebody said build a fake Martian moon as the resort of all resorts.
No.
Yeah, it's a possibility. Imagine having a reality show with Marty the Martian and the Kardashians. Yeah. Listen, I
hopefully once we figure out how to, like, you know, travel to the moon, we won't need the Kardashians anymore.
Well,
that's the hope. We'll be entertained by the moon instead.
Yeah, Big Dog sounds like Fifth Element. That was a movie I was referencing. I kind of feel like, listen, I know I'm no Kardashian. I'm not that famous. I'm not really famous at all. But I do feel like if we're going to have contact with these creatures, that I should be the one doing the reality show with them. I mean, I've been a longtime ancient astronaut theorist. I've been a supporter. I've offered to help get rid of human beings. Yeah, I kind of feel like that reality show should involve me. And I will import hot women with large breasts.
Yeah.
So, Suave. Will cancel culture take out the word dark from Dark Side of the Moon? Oh, boy. Quick break. It's the Blitz out of ESPN 97.5, 92.5. She fought through plenty, her and all her guineas. Yeah, we at the top, so right there, all doing.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Your number is 713-780-3776. That's how the show. So this took a dark turn. How are we feeling about Yordan in the outfield tonight? I heard Joel going nuts over it coming in. I don't have a problem with it. I think you need to get him some time out there, and you know, you're short of outfielders.
Yeah.
And also just the other part of it is maybe giving Altuve a day off from second, but keep him in the lineup. Nothing wrong with that. So I think it's look, we know the guy's not good at it, but he ain't going to get good at it never doing it. And you're not talking about, I mean, I hope you're not talking about playing him out there 50 games. It's just one game. So I don't get the big deal. So, and, you know, I mean, coming off the knee injuries, I mean, I guess you could worry about it, but are you more likely to get hurt out there than you are running the bases? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm a firm believer.
If you can't play the outfield without getting hurt, then you probably shouldn't be a baseball player. Like, you can't. So, we can't worry about it to that extent.
Yeah, and as long as he's not costing you runs out there with stupid plays,
yeah, which he might, and if he does, then well, change it.
Yeah, but I mean, I have no problem with them doing it, and it makes sense. But yeah. I just want an outer space casino and debauchery fun zone made out of the severed head of a celestial like nowhere from Guardians of the Galaxy. That would be fun. And I have a time traveler. President Northwest made it official in 2061.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Okay. We can't even get to Dallas on 45 without traffic. Could Elon fix that? He can't, but we are supposed to have that high-speed train coming.
Yeah.
There's that. Here's some conspiracy theory. There are millions of unaccounted for Americans living underground in their own thriving society.
You never know.
Are they the ones that are launching spaceships from the ocean?
Probably.
That's what I want to know. So if they're thriving that much, that they have that technology.
People are morons. It's funny. We've done like almost half a show on conspiracy theories.
No, we've just done two segments. That's people not half a show.
But it just goes to show that people are morons.
Well, yeah, and they're into it. That's the funny part. I'm into making fun of it for the most part.
Yeah.
Because I think every single conspiracy theory that's out there has been a movie. All you got to do is go watch the movie.
Yeah.
There was a whole movie about the moon landing being fake. And guess what? All of a sudden, everybody, oh, what if they never really went? What are the odds that train ever happens? Yeah, it depends. Get those environmentalists involved. Who knows? They already shut down our damn pipeline. Not a fan of that. But, yeah, I think I do enjoy the fact that there are people who strongly believe some of these things. And not just, oh, yeah, that could be true. Because there are some of those you could. Would you like a little baseball?
Sure.
Since we mentioned Jordan, Fromber going tonight as well.
Yeah.
The Bleacher Report, which I don't usually use, so that you know that story came from Aaron Showprep, did the most lethal heart of the order lineups in Major League Baseball right now.
Okay.
Would you like to know who they are?
The Red Sox are up there.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the honorable mentions, and I'll let you pick the real ones.
Okay.
The Giants and Cardinals are basically the ones that just missed. There are eight choices, and let's see how close you can get.
So there's eight besides the Cardinals and Giants?
Yeah, they were 9 and 10. So keep in mind, this is 3, 4, and 5 in the order.
Okay.
And you started with Boston?
I started with Boston.
Yeah, J.D. Martinez, 328, 12 homers. Xander Bogaerts, 326, 10 homers. Devers, 284, 14 homers. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
They're number one on the list.
Number one?
Yeah.
Here's one I'll guess. It might be lower now because one of the guys who would be that heart of the order has been hurt most of the year. But I would say the Dodgers.
The Dodgers are at number eight on the list.
Okay. When Cody Bellinger is right.
Yeah.
So are they considering it 3, 4, 5?
No, they're considering it. It was 3, 4, 5 for Boston. But when they say heart of the order, it can be anywhere
like
1, 2, 3, 6
or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
in that case, I would guess the Machado, Tatis, Hosmer, Will Myers,
Jake Cronenworth.
Yeah, Jake Cronenworth's good.
7 for the Padres.
Okay. Let's go. Well, the Astros should be on that list.
Yeah, Astros are 5. And they list Bregman, Alvarez, Gurriel, Correa, Tucker.
Don't even mention Altuve, huh?
No Altuve and no Brantley. Huh. Which, okay, I kind of would have had them in there.
You know who's pretty good? The Toronto Blue Jays.
The Toronto Blue Jays are very good, according to this. They are number...
Marcus Semien is a baller right now.
Yeah, number two on the list. Marcus Semien, 297, 13 homers. Bo Bichette, 263, 11 homers. Vlad, who's just been a monster, 323 Beast. And 16. Teoscar Hernandez, you remember him?
Yeah.
317, 8 homers. And Randall Grichuk, 289, 9 homers. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Oh, and they, you know, they also... Lourdes Gurriel's getting hurt, getting hot too. So
let's go with the team that was mashing everything a year ago, the Chicago White Sox.
Chicago White Sox are on the list. They are number six.
Okay.
Moncada, 289, 4 homers. Abreu, 272, 11. And Mercedes, 320 and 7 homers.
That's the guy that hit the home run off the position player.
Yeah.
Started the big ruckus.
And is okay, so we got Dodgers 8, Padres 7, White Sox 6, Astros 5.
So who am I missing?
You're missing 4. You're missing 3. 2 is the Jays, and 1 was the Red Sox.
So it's 4 and 3 is all I'm missing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at this game.
Yeah, you haven't got a strike yet.
The Atlanta Braves.
The Bravos come in at number 4. With Acuna, Freeman, Albies, and Riley.
Okay.
As their heart of the order. That's 46 home runs right there.
All I'm missing is number 3.
Yeah.
Huh? That seems like that should be an easy one to find.
You would think.
I would say Minnesota, but they're not as good this year. You know what? It's a lot of Nelson Cruz and nothing now. Let's go with the Philadelphia Phillies.
That is incorrect.
Oh, I think I got it. Let's go with the Los Angeles Angels.
And also incorrect.
What?
You've got 2 strikes. 1 shot left.
Think about it. Even without Mike Trout, Ohtani and Walsh are just mauling.
And,
Rendon's
back.
Yeah, that's an omission. That's a mistake.
Okay, well, we'll let you argue against number 3 if you can ever guess it.
Let's prove how clutch you are.
Yeah. You've been really good at this game. It really sucked to strike out with the bases loaded here.
I've already plated runs. It doesn't even matter now.
No, you loaded the bases. That's all. You haven't driven in. This is either going to be a home run or this is going to be a strikeout.
I hit a leadoff home run with the Red Sox. Leadoff.
That was a leadoff single. That was an easy one.
This is tough. It's not the Rockies. Is it Cincinnati?
Any homers on the last pitch? Yes, it's Cincinnati.
Okay.
Which I kind of agree with you.
They're under the radar. Like,
they shouldn't be third on this list.
Yeah.
That was what made it hard.
They're a bunch of mashers, but like Jesse Winker is suddenly like not he's hitting home runs, but he's like he's hitting like 330 or 340. And Nick Castellanos is like a baseball god. I don't know who else I would really count as their heart of the order. I guess
I don't want to say anything. Todd the Show guessed it on Twitch before.
Oh, thanks a lot, Todd the Show.
So I'm not going to
steal
I'm
my thunder.
I'm not going to say that you looked at Twitch and that's where you got your
I didn't
answer,
look at Twitch.
That would be wrong of you.
I didn't look at Twitch. I don't need Todd the Show telling me the answers.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. What are the odds that Beyond Meat, Impossible Meat is actually human meat? Soylent Green is people. You know, I got to go back and watch that movie because I was a little kid. And I just remember the last scene where he's screaming, Soylent Green is people. That's all I really remember about it. I don't think I've seen it since. I'm guessing it doesn't hold up. The movies that freaked me out the most as a kid was that, you know, The Exorcist, which I'm 5 years old, probably shouldn't have been watching these things. What was the other one? Logan's Run, where I'm kind of glad we didn't get to that society because we'd all be dead because they kill you when you turn 30.
Yeah.
And actually, renew Now that movie I would like to see remade. You know, I don't like remakes, but the special effects on that were so stupid. Like the laser guns they had were the kind of things that we used to buy in a 7-Eleven. So I would like to see that remade with some badass special effects. But yeah. Oh, you know what else you can remake? Your hair. Look what I just did. And that's with Dr. Linville. And guys, it's such a cool procedure. If you want to get your hair back, go see Dr. Linville. You can get on Twitch right now and you can see mine. And it's very simple. You go to 975hair.com. You set up a free consultation just for ESPN listeners. He'll tell you a little bit about the procedure. It's called the NeoGraft procedure. He takes hairs from the back of your head and he puts them to where they're not, basically. So I have hair here in the front that I didn't have before, thanks to Dr. Linville. In fact, 2,451 follicles they had to move for me. But sit down, talk to him, get that consultation. And when you do, take a look at his hair. It looks fantastic. And he had it done himself. So he knows all about it. And he just wants to help guys. And you'll feel more confident. You'll feel better about yourself. And it's really just cool. Like, I didn't have hair for a long time. And now all of a sudden, it's like, hey, this kind of nice thing to have. 975hair.com. The staff there is fantastic. Dr. Linville's fantastic. They make you comfortable. Go to 975hair.com. Get your hair back today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. You know what? If I do partner up with the aliens, I hope they have some kind of mind control thing where I can hook up with Lizzie Hale. You know, where she'll like me.
She won't.
I just want to hear her sing.
I mean, buy her record.
I do.
Yeah. Buy a record. What am I, 80?
Yeah, exactly. All right, well.
Let's illegally stream her music. Big deal.
I legally stream.
Oh, you're not paying for it anymore.
Yeah, I am.
Paid for it before, but now you're I can get it for free.
I don't know what I pay, but like all I know is like I'll go home and, you know, do the Alexa play this thing, and I haven't found one yet that's not on there.
Well, there you go.
So
you got yourself what we call a system.
All right. Well, these people all had systems for leaving the world, and let's start with some celebrities. Greg Allman.
Oh, brother!
Just wanted one more silver dollar. Dead of cancer at 69. Maya Angelou, dead at 86. Only thing I know about her is that
she knows why the caged bird sings.
Well played. Dennis Hopper, dead at 74. Heineken, bleep that bleep. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
He's an easy rider.
And he rode off into the sunset in 2010. Let's see. Bo Diddley, 2008. His heart didn't know Diddley at 79. All right, let's move on. 2019, Bill Buckner died of dementia at 69. I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that either.
Went right between the legs.
I don't think dementia goes right between the legs.
No, it went, you know, it's like it was a reference to his error. It went
legs. I picked that
yes,
up.
Yes, I know, but I was the one who missed the ball on that one because I didn't know. Okay. Sucks. Let's just check the back here. All right. Sucks. Lizzie Borden, 1927. We usually think she was kind of a badass murderer, but that was 27.
Yeah.
She got away with it, killing her parents.
I'm against her, honestly. Remember they made that show on like FX that was supposedly kind of about her?
Yeah, kind of.
It's a disturbing show. I don't like women who kill people. I mean, I don't like men who kill people either, but I don't like women who specifically target and kill men. Because they're man haters.
You know what? It depends on the men. I'm okay with certain men getting whacked as long as it's not me.
Right. I don't think Lizzie Borden was all that particular.
No, it's just like, parents, oh, you're right?
Getting, no, she killed more than that.
No, she got away with a lot.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Oh, I don't know how this isn't on best deaths. Harambe.
Oh.
2016.
R.I.P. I could feel it was his death day. That's why I picked Cincinnati with my last choice.
Oh,
that's why I hit that home run. I hit it for Harambe.
17 years old. He, not a good run. Spuds McKenzie.
I used to love Spuds. Like, this is how you know I grew up white trash. My parents used to let me go to school in a Spuds McKenzie t-shirt.
That's pretty badass.
Spuds McKenzie was a beer-hawking dog, yet somehow it was appropriate for me to wear that shirt to elementary school.
In 1999, Mr. Prospector, one of the great sires of horse racing, dead at 29. Here's like really dumb, in-depth stuff that nobody should ever know. Like, any son of Mr. Prospector or a son or daughter of a Mr. Prospector colt, if they got on a sloppy track, they were monsters. That was such a that was a great betting angle for about 10 years. Oh, he's a Mr. Prospector on the slop. Boom.
And then it died.
And then it died, just like Mr. Prospector did. And just like my betting has. All right, 1998, Phil Hartman. Murdered at 49.
Sad story. He's a funny dude, man. Very funny dude.
Yeah, that one was sad. Can't even make fun of that one.
I mean, you could.
I know.
You wouldn't feel good about it.
Gary Coleman's life.
Let's go back to making fun of Mr. Prospector.
Gary Coleman's life came up a little short at the age of 42 in 2010.
Came up a lot short.
Yeah. You know, maybe he just had a different stroke. I don't know. 1431, Joan of Arc. Executed and burnt at the stake at 19.
Where does she rank on famous Joans?
Joan Collins.
Joan Crawford.
Joan Jett.
Oh,
Joan Baez.
Jett. Oh, Joan Jett. That's my favorite.
A lot of famous Joans, but Joan of Arc may be the most famous.
I mean,
Joan Rivers.
Oh, Joan Rivers. Oh, yeah.
Joan Rivers, Joan of Arc, and then
Joan
others.
Jett.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we agree that Joni is probably the worst?
Joni loved Chachi, though.
But she's still the worst.
Yeah, but nobody loved Chachi. That's a problem.
Joni was honestly too good for Chachi. She could have had better. I mean, it was a small town. I get it, but
maybe Chachi was hung like Mr. Prospector. All right. 1912, Wilbur Wright.
Wilbur.
His life came crashing down at the age of 45. 1968, Helen Keller. Dead at 87. Don't say it.
Don't
say it.
I got nothing.
Couldn't hear it or see it coming. All right. 1941, Lou Gehrig. Dead at 37.
It's Lou Gehrig Day today with MLB.
Yeah, definitely. And 2012, one of your most favorite show hosts, game show hosts of all times. Dead at the age of 79, Richard Dawson. Let's take our hats off for Richard Dawson. Also pretty badass in The Running Man.
Yeah. Also a lyric in a Wu-Tang Clan song. Causing more family feuds than Richard Dawson. And the survey says, you're dead.
All he is dust in the wind. All right, here's your porn stars. Let's play. 2018, Lucia Hyde, 28 years old.
28? That sounds like a suicide.
Cause of death unknown. That's a point. Ding, 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 ding. 2011, Chrissy Moon, 26 years old.
Overdose.
Ah, suicide.
Intentional overdose.
It wasn't intentional. It was a suicide. Of course, it doesn't say how she died.
They don't know. That's one of the theories, is that it was either pills or hanging.
All right, you know what? I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to give him the point. Let's see if he can go 3 for 3.
Come on, baby.
It's the last one. We go to 1996. The year was 1996. Renee Bond
was the porn star.
Died at the age of 45 years old.
That sounds like cancer.
Cirrhosis of the liver. Oh, so close. So close to a perfect round. You've got to get one perfect round before you leave.
Sorry, man.
Oh. That's your deaths. Yeah, this is my usual criticism. Harambe needs to be in best deaths.
Well, I mean, if we're doing this a year from now still, then I will have it in best deaths.
Well, that's true. But see, you know, you can't be making assumptions like that. You can't be just saying, well, if we're still doing this in a year. I mean, the plan's to still do it in a year.
I'm just saying.
May not happen.
Maybe I'll be dead.
Yeah, maybe you will be.
Maybe I'll be on the list this time next year.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd make best deaths.
No.
Probably not.
I'd make the miscellaneous category.
Mm. Yeah. It also depends on how you die. Because if it's something funny, like choking on your own vomit from being drunk, then yeah, you're definitely making the best death list. And we'll make fun of it. All right. That is going to wrap things up as Framber Valdez warms up for tonight's game. All right. That does it for us. So Patrick Creighton will be on next. He'll also be here tomorrow filling in on the Blitz. And then Jerry Bowe, Josh Jordan on Friday. And then we'll have some new blood in on next week. I'll be back on Monday. AJ will not. So... I mean, you guys can stay sportsy until tomorrow, but I would say stay sportsy
until, forever.
Yeah, just yeah,
every forever day. And ever and ever and ever.
Bitches.
ESPN 97.5.